USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden back at the White House after spending some time on the road pitching his bipartisan infrastructure deal, telling the residents of Lorain, Ohio that the deal will help create jobs and replace lead pipes.
Making it in America is what this region was built on. Making it in America. This region built America. It's not hyperbole. I'm not just saying that because I'm here. It's a fact. The Midwest built America. And we're building it again.
President Biden also pledging $1 billion to help clean up the Great Lakes. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is stressing that Russia will likely manufacture a pretext for an attack. Blinken calling this a moment of peril for Ukraine and Eastern Europe in a speech to the UN Security Council. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
New jobless claims continuing to trend upward.
Unemployment claims continue to rise. The number of Americans filing new claims for jobless benefits unexpectedly rose this week. Initial claims for state unemployment benefits increased 23,000 to just under 250,000 people. The Labor Department made the announcement Thursday for the week ending February 12th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
There will be no NFL investigation into the Dallas Cowboys' decision to settle a lawsuit claiming ex-cheerleaders who were filmed undressing by the team's former spokesperson. An NFL spokesperson telling the Dallas Morning News any investigation into the claims against Rich Dalrymple were handled at the team level. ESPN reporting the Cowboys paid over $2 million to four former cheerleaders in 2016 after one claimed to see Dalrymple video them in an AT&T Stadium locker room. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Republican lawmakers are continuing to blame the high gas prices on the administration.
With prices at the pump continuing to rise by more than 40% over the last 12 months, the Biden administration is now saying they're expected to rise again because of Russia's potential invasion of Ukraine. Speaking on Newsmax, Senate Minority Whip Republican John Thune says that President Joe Biden is responsible for those rising prices.
The first thing this president does when he comes to office is to shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, a project that would allow us to get energy from a friendly neighbor, Canada, and transported across the United States to make available to where they need to help fill the gap in the supply out there for the demand that's out there.
Thune said the increase in prices mostly hurts low and middle income families, effectively giving them a $3,500 per year cost increase. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is slamming the Louisville Black Lives Matter chapter for helping bail out an alleged shooter.
Less than 48 hours after this activist tried to literally murder a politician, the radical left bailed their comrade out of jail.
McConnell is referring to Quintez Brown, who's free on $100,000 bail after allegedly opening fire in the office of mayoral candidate Craig Greenberg. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.